Alright, today is July 31st, 2025. We are starting our limited meeting site visits. The first site is La Pietra Condominium Unit 19, the Gerald and Florence Brotherton Investment Property. The address is 3091 La Pietra Circle.
Who wanted to see the house is not coming.
And Nick.
Okay.
Both of them are not able to make it.
Oh yeah, yeah. I can imagine that.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Sorry.
This is La Pietra. And you'll see it essentially goes around a circle, comes back. But the spacing, the landscaping, I think everything just adds to it. And it's, I think, probably one of the best townhouse developments in the state, and probably the only one that will get registered just because it's the only one that has duplexes. Most of the townhouses are more units, and those aren't qualified for the tax exemption. So we'll go, the house we're going to look at is right here, the first unit. Brotherton's, and I said it's an investment property because they owned it for a year and a half and sold it. Mr. Brotherton was, well, they both lived here, and he was food wholesaling, independent wholesaler. And so, but they lived in a different place. They never lived in the house, so I'm quite sure they just bought it, flipped it. This is the board and staff. And so
hi.
If you don't mind, just take a look.
Please
through.
Please come in.
Thank you.
Welcome. Hello, good morning.
This house follows the typical floor plan. You have a powder room here.
So if you can point out where things are different from the original floor plan, that would be helpful.
Oh, okay.
Because
yeah.
I haven't seen one with an unchanged floor plan.
Yeah, this floor plan is all original.
Okay.
You have your bedroom here, if you want to look. It still has open beams. In the bedroom.
Okay, and that would have been original?
Yes.
Okay.
And the windows are original. Again, there's a bathroom here. Bathroom's been altered.
Okay.
I found one bathroom that hasn't been altered.
Okay.
And then... it has... I was by far, not the original, but it's in the original place.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's not. Now it's counter. Okay, yes, but still. And the one change, because this house has second floor over the living room, they moved the stairs. It would have been centered here in the middle. They moved it slightly to this side.
Mm-hmm. And then this would have been open.
Yeah, to the second floor.
Okay.
It was interesting. I was doing the PowerPoint. There's two other houses that are registered that have a second floor in them, and they all have the same ceiling treatment. So I'm thinking they were probably all done at the same time or close to the same time. And one of the homes, I'll talk about it tomorrow too, was designed by the two brothers that were the developers, and the one house was one of the brothers' houses. So I'm thinking it may be very early. Okay, and then the kitchen, dining room. Originally, there was where this island is, there was a partition wall. And again, I think we're seeing 3, 4. And very interesting because the partition wall had a mirror on the side.
Very of its time. Huh? The mirrored wall thing was very much of its time.
Yeah. And so, but like I say, almost all the units do not have that. Mm-hmm. And even the units that have the partition wall, the kitchens have been remodeled. I've only found one kitchen that's been intact, and this is fine. And then the houses on the Kapiolani Park side have fairly small backyards, essentially just the patio outside. But then they have
borrowed scenery.
Yeah. And again, the open beam in the kitchen is still here. It's usually higher, so I think I've noticed it in several houses. I think they dropped the ceiling for putting something in. I don't know if just the electrical or what. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think the ceiling was higher.
It was slightly. It was probably quite. You know, the beam would have been twice the size.
Okay, to add the lights.
Yeah. And then lava rock. The gorgeous lava rock column and lava rock wall on that side. Sliding doors going out. Some people have enclosed this lava rock column. I'd say majority still. Then this would have been open.
And then that deck there was accessible from elsewhere, or was there not?
There would have not been a deck there.
Okay, so that's added.
Yeah. And then this side, the deck is common off the mezzanine.
Okay.
And the balcony run all the way across the front. Where some units, the balcony only runs halfway across. We can't see good here.
That's right.
Yeah.
The different balcony types.
Yeah.
Okay.
Usually, there's two bedroom. One door is where Nadine's standing. Mm-hmm. Then the other door is here, the second bedroom.
This has been enlarged and the other door.
Yes, what she did. Okay. Yeah, she has the one bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And the typical sliding doors, there is the original. They added this in here, but originally it was just a closet.
Yeah, that's exactly what we did.
And then what usually happens in this bedroom is that there was a bathroom here.
Right, like a smaller.
Where the door is. Mm-hmm. So they just went out and into the second bedroom and made a large bath.
Some changes to this,
mm-hmm.
this one.
And I went through all the sites, and I think we have almost 27 or 28, but 9 have reconfigured their upstairs. So, and this was one way to do it. Essentially, they converted the second bedroom either into a bathroom, a dressing room, or something like that.
And so how many that are listed now have that upstairs conversion?
Full upstairs conversion?
Yeah. How many that are listed?
What do you mean by full?
Like this, like where the mezzanine was extended and the bedroom was
closed. Oh, only three have
there were no chickens.
The mezzanine extended, but there's been nine.
How many of those are listed now?
All nine.
Not all of the listed. Okay, that was
nine. Nine of them.
That's what you got to do.
Have
usually one bedroom, then something changed.
Okay, so there's quite a lot that have already been.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
And so I've been very lenient on second floors.
Okay.
And again, she still kept the sliding doors.
Yeah,
goes out to the balcony.
Really.
And I think they have to keep them because of the
joy rules. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there was one that had enclosed the one in the mezzanine. Mm-hmm. And but the people that bought the place and registered it. Oh, restored it.
Okay.
We still have a volume.
That's
all we still have. Two people have switched, but it's not going to be quite as long.
These houses are so great. Okay,
let's see if we see anything else. Oh, my God.
Okay. Have a safe trip.
Thank you.
Okay.
Does this one have like a different footprint, like overall size?
No.
It seems like we were just talking, like some of them seem longer.
No, it's
same. All same.
Yeah.
What seem longer?
Well, like the distance between like the front door and the back door. For some reason, some
of them
felt longer.
That's not more like a townhouse all in a line like that. Huh? This one seems to have an L curve to it, right?
Where?
The whole plan.
Oh, no. It's the same rectangular footprint.
I think there were three different models originally.
Mm-hmm.
Not many, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Many.
It was the one had the circular stair.
Right.
This one, and then some had mezzanines. And
yeah.
I'm not sure. I think there was a different, slightly different.
Some had more bedrooms.
Oh, really?
I think something like that.
I was
reading.
Oh, yeah. Like this would have had three.
Yeah.
Two up and the one down.
Yeah.
In my mind's eye, it was all along thing like a New York townhouse.
Yeah. Kind of like you said, when you come in, there's that kind of compressed space in the hallway that felt long, but looking back at it, it's short.
Yeah,
it's short. So it's like three L's in one.
Yeah.
Now, what was longer, you thought?
Well, it seemed like, I don't know, maybe not. Maybe the optical illusion kind of thing, but it seemed like this was longer.
Oh.
This way.
I was thinking in my mind's eye that they're all deeper.
Some people have extended.
Maybe that's what it is.
Living room to take in the one eye area.
Yeah, some kind of.
Yeah. Living. And you'll see that in the next one where he's half extended.
All right.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
Yeah.
Everybody has different lighting.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, all the finishes. There's very few original finishes.
Yeah.
I think the same four or five is still have a teeth.
Yeah.
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 The teak powder.
Okay. Any other questions?
I think so. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so
thanks
much.
Thanks for coming by.
And here, too, in the front, they're all like this, where the sliding doors access the front.
Yeah.
And some people have, like, small one eye like this, but many just have planting area here too. But it's up to the individual owner.
Typically, these walls are
yes.
the same.
Yeah,
for all
the
them.
Projecting walls. There's three, one, two, and then there's another at the other corner.
Are these usually recessed, kind of depressed like this with a wall, or do some of them? I guess it depends on the
because of the street.
Okay.
You know, and that I think the original owner gets to handle.
I see.
Yeah, because you have control. You can change plants here, yeah?
I don't know if I can.
Oh.
I think that's common area.
Oh, that is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The original front doors.
Yep.
Front door open.
Bye.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, finished with the La Pietra condo unit 19. We're off to the Charles and Patience Street residence, La Pietra 31.
They put up a sign once a month when it's visiting day.
But then how would people know what day that would be?
On the internet. Historic Hawaii has it on the net. So does the county tax office.
They have it on, okay. Yeah. That's posted on that. Okay.
Yeah, and then the guard knows to
if
somebody comes in to look,
okay.
The guard knows.
And the guard would know when the next one is?
Yeah, because the guard is... actually give her a bonus to work that day.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
But this whole side of the street is all on the register. This one just got put on.
He's got a different instruction.
Yep. Rearranging my books that I came across that one. About the 70,000 more.
Some control outside too.
For those
side,
like that. Yeah, like the basket that they spear before and after that was the has so many motives.
Yes, I totally
agree
with that.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm with the review board.
Yes, I'm sorry. Hello.
Okay, hold. Pam were coming.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
This is the board and the staff.
Oh, hello. So, thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, thanks.
I just started the air conditioner a little while ago, so it might be a little warm. Sorry about that. And do you want to just wear your shoes inside?
Oh, no, we don't need it.
I feel odd to step into a home with shoes on. So.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
We moved from the mainland not long ago, so still kind of getting used to that. But although we're, you know, Korean, yes. Well, thank you so much. What can I do? Or just get out of your way?
We'll do a little walk through.
This is my son. He's going to...
Hello.
You say hi?
Hi.
Teams, yes.
Hello.
Do you want to keep going?
And then we'll be on our way.
All right. Are the units very different inside?
Very different.
Oh, they are. Oh, okay. I thought they were sort of on the same.
Some of the plans, but very different.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Theme is the same.
Yes, and just please turn on any lights or whatever you need to do.
Thank you.
Can I get you any water or anything else?
Major change. Yeah. Essentially, the hallway is not here. They put the stairs running up.
So the stairs got
second floor. Yes.
Over.
And this is...
Oh, completely. Yeah.
There's around... I'll show you tomorrow, but there's around four or five examples of where they have closed off the hallway.
I see.
Okay. Have they ever changed the stairs before? Never seen...
Yeah. I can show you
that. Some of them you haven't seen yet.
Yeah.
Don, is this for bars or the other side?
The
bar is always on the other side.
I thought it was the side of the theater.
Yeah. And then still has the powder room, still has the original bedroom. And here you can see the full height.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A bit more than twice as much.
Okay.
14 inches or something.
Maybe
more than twice.
Two thirds?
Yeah.
I wonder how they could use the canister and there was only like this much room.
Simple. And then again, bathroom, but the bathroom's now all remodeled as well. But otherwise, it's all laid out. There's two versions of the bedroom. One is like this, where you have the bathroom and a closet. The other one, the door is slightly more this way, and you come in and the closet's right in front of you, and you go this way.
Has this window been changed?
No, yeah. It's still the same.
The blinds are different.
Yeah, you want open your eye.
And these louvered doors, are they original?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, these are different than the other.
Yeah. No, there's very little.
So this is
all different right here. Well, no, this is different. This is the same.
Okay.
So these the original floors, this type of floor?
Yeah. That's why I said there's two variants on it.
Don, are these original floors, this type of floor?
No. All the original finishes. This is not original either.
But what is the original floor?
They had choices. At least some people told me, we chose this. They actually chose what, we're going to customize with this. And I've noticed a couple, the parquet teak little.
Right.
I've seen that in several, which would be of the period.
Period appropriate, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this house is long.
Okay.
Here's where.
They're close though.
La Rocom is here's where it would have ended. It still has the second floor windows. Mm-hmm. But they just pushed it out halfway. They still have half of the lanai. Mm-hmm. And some lanais, like the last house, didn't have a roof. A number of them do have roofs. Mm-hmm. So I think that's another variation that happens.
Okay. Get out of your way, sorry.
And then again, because the hallway is not here, they added a closet. And then this closet's the original, usually the laundry. And it still is. And again, like most of them, it's blown out the mirrored wall. You can see the houses on this side have a much larger
patio.
Yeah, and actually, I don't know if you care. If you want to go around and get your shoes or stuff. This house, because it's an end unit, at the end of the whole development, actually has a side yard as well.
Yeah.
Right. And I don't know if you want to see that. I'm going to open this door. Is that okay?
Yes, of course. Whatever you need to do.
Thank you. If I can.
Originally, it was just lots, or was it in the carports?
Huh? Yeah, they just had open parking there.
Oh, wow.
Then, you can't think of the guy's name. He's a good architect. And he's dead. He was Ives' partner for a while. You can't think about it. It'll come to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I wrote it down. No, I didn't. But it was, the carports were added in the early 80s. But I say in the multiple property nomination that it's done in a sensitive manner and it doesn't compromise the integrity.
No. Okay,
I'll do that. Okay. If I can get into the office before it closes tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Either way.
Yeah, you want them for both of them for tomorrow?
No, I mean the multiple properties. The multiple,
yeah.
Yeah. Because I've seen all these individual ones, but I need the context.
Okay.
I was going to talk about it the last meeting, but I'm not sure it actually came out of
that.
So.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, she wants a copy of the multiple properties.
Yes.
You know, it's I think it's on one of the previous webs. It's not on the website.
Not found
the Ship Fee website?
It could be, but I don't
know. We can
just
send her the link
it.
To it if we find it.
Yeah.
Also, I have trouble accessing the website, you know, whatever the authenticator thing. I need the state to give me an authenticator security permission or something, and there's nothing I can do about it.
I talked to our guy, and he's like, that's something on your side. And then
absolutely not on our side. Yeah, I've already checked, and it's like, you know, authenticator can have multiple different things to access. I have one that gets me to HDOT stuff. I have one that gets me to ACOM stuff. But I can't use either of those to get to
your Is there
stuff.
Anybody else in the office that I can, like, just do, like, a test with? Like,
in
that
my
has,
office? No.
That has access to,
What? How did everyone else get it?
Yeah.
I mean, didn't they have to get authenticator and get signed up with a QR code? Mm-hmm. That's how I got my others.
No.
And I've never gotten a QR code for the...
No, we've never... Nobody have ever kind of coordinated.
So how does they get in? How does Bill get in?
Maybe he has EDU? Is it?
Anyway, I think somebody...
It's
a lot of extra work for you, and I'm like, help me every time.
And
it just seems like it should be set up in a way that is better.
Is it? I'll talk to you after.
Yeah.
And this balcony, as you saw, they took it out.
Was it down?
I always do one side.
So the upstairs is more original than the downstairs.
Yeah, yeah.
So is this more done?
Don, is this more like the original layout for upstairs?
This is not.
This is not. Okay, that's what I'm trying to understand.
Not too many people have it. But the roof was here, so it's pretty easy thing to do.
Okay, so usually it would have ended there. And
yes.
It would have been, okay.
Or some of them will go across.
Mm-hmm.
But it, usually we don't have a deck over here.
Okay, it's nice. But yeah.
I mean, with a railing.
Yeah, it was always intended. Jeff Nishi did the rail. And essentially, the railings were like this. They're not quite the same design. They had a really good little floor.
Oh, Jeff Nishi did the railings on the whole property?
Yeah.
Oh, on the whole property.
Yeah. And, but they're not, they're similar, but not replica. They're very close.
Because the original probably should have railed.
So these were done, Jeff did that in the, I can't remember, the 80s or early 90s, so he specced in at least that.
Yes.
Will the beacon be taken up to repair the roof membrane? Is that it?
That's, looks like it.
Probably.
Like, yeah, some chunks, those segments.
Yeah, and your original railing would have ended there. And because they are duplexes, you can see them over. You can see the original
deck. Oh,
yes. Here you can see the original.
Ah, okay.
You see the roof is there, but the mountain is up.
A canister in design these days, a canister lights going out.
Mm-hmm.
We think so.
We're doing a lot smaller ones if we do them at all. Mm-hmm. Big containers, so 2-inch, 3-inch. Yeah. We really just, actually, we don't really use them.
Yeah, there's only one other house I can think that's wrapped around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They've also extended the bathroom in this one, but then it seems like not as far.
But they just redid the bathroom.
They just redid it. Okay, so that's like the normal size of it.
So. Now again, this would have been the hall, but they've reconfigured that the bedroom is here, but they moved the bathroom out here so you could access it from the one from the mezzanine.
Yep.
So they did that. That's they played with the bathroom on this one,
and the
bedroom becomes smaller.
It got smaller too. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Bathroom room.
Yeah, because this one originally, oh, what did they do? Oh, they must have made this bathroom bigger.
Bathroom,
yeah, because then usually the bathroom used to be accessed through this closet.
Oh, okay, so they just switched the doors and then this bathroom was expanded.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting, okay. Okay.
Yeah, because you have this jog out here.
Oh, right.
Which helps the bathroom space.
Mm-hmm. Give a little bit more space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We don't need to do that.
Not here, no, but yeah.
Yeah, it moves the warmer air up.
Right, I didn't know that.
And then the mezzanine, we found a number of units, and they did have come originally with mezzanines. It was an option you could have.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is where the mezzanine would have been,
yes.
But the stairs have just been changed.
Yes. Instead of probably this wall ending here, it would have.
Mm-hmm.
They have different configurations as far as accessing the mezzanine. Some people access it like this, others directly from the stairs. The stairs will fork.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. helps us see all this stuff in real life.
One more thing I would do want to show you. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Are you with my shoes on?
It's in the back.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I don't know. I know Grandma wants to.
No.
Maybe you can see
the inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little bit inside. Oh, yeah, you can see from inside. An original patio.
Oh, that's what they look like. Oh, that's nice.
That was,
wow.
This is the first one I've seen in the back.
Yeah.
Mrs. Fung has hers by the entrance.
Oh, okay.
That's how I knew it right away. Oh, that's the original, because yeah. Mrs. Fung. Yes, this has always been cool. So, that's a new one.
Yeah.
Got a Harvey note card here.
Yes. All right.
Responses.
Okay. Thank
you. Some are darker than others, longer than just the light, or if they have a painting schedule. These are darker than the ones behind you.
Hmm.
Or maybe it's like sunlight. So do they have an outdoor maintenance plan that goes through? This seems to be, maybe it's just the light. They look darker here than the other side. Maybe it's because we want full light.
What do you mean?
The wall. The wall is painted with the wall.
Oh. I suspect it's the light. Okay, so that's that.
Oh,
thank you. It was good to see you. I think
I have. Mrs. Wiedemann's house is original, and she's pretty amenable.
No.
Well, okay.
Sorry.
Sorry about that. They're saying Mrs. Wiedemann's house is original.
How do I understand that?
We can't do it because we didn't.
So Gibson? Gibson resident?
Yeah. Gibson.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one
has
to park in the street.
Okay, we are at Dr. Henry L. Gibson residence at 3252 Kiahi Street.
He lived in the house till 1935. Dr. Gibson was a dentist. I found it interesting. After he sold this house,
Never found the architect.
No,
the architect.
I wonder if it's.
22. And McIntyre bought the house in 35. Mr. McIntyre worked for Inter-Island Steamship Company. He became a captain. He was Captain Dwight Haleale, then the Huala Line, then the Haleale.
Not an original treatment? John?
Yeah.
The porch? Do you think it's not an original treatment?
Well, I think it is.
Really? Would you expose to, to the beam sticking out like this?
That's my thought. I kind of Spanish.
That seems more of a modern thing.
To have the
exposed rafter or beam.
Still windows.
Yeah,
they
still
have. This is what I'm wondering. It seems more of a modern feature. Than at least exposed.
I definitely
don't.
I don't know.
You didn't see an old picture.
Okay.
Yeah,
good morning.
Hey,
okay, we can go in.
I can see that. It just looks like it mimics that.
Any
questions?
Just
let us know. Yeah. Like, this is interesting too.
Yeah. And this is actually doors.
This little painted valet.
Oh, yeah. They have that throughout. Inside too. Yes.
Yeah,
and you can see here. Elevated closet.
Yeah. What is that? Is that a closet?
Yes, it's a closet. Yeah.
The string is
elevated. This thing went to the 2 April Gale's house.
Yeah.
So hers has a gallery up here.
Oh, right.
Musician's gallery.
Right. Mm-hmm. It has all the original windows. Mm-hmm. Have your tile work down here. These are actually doors that can go out to the eye, which they never use.
I got to admit, the walls don't look too thick at this level. I'm wondering if they might be framed.
I doubt it. Well, but not in this
case. Okay.
Used a lot of laugh in class. Despite what Ken Hayes always said. In California too.
Yeah.
My daughter lives in a
stucco
house.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, actually, I did two in Idaho. You go that way into the dining room.
I love these
valet
streetlights.
Yeah.
So cool. The beams are nice.
The dining room also has open beams. I think it's original fixture. And Extended out past the frame of the door.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know why that is.
I've never seen that.
What happens when it closes? Is there a casement out there?
Yeah, it sticks out.
Yeah, that'd be why, I guess.
Different in the outside?
Maybe. It's a plank door.
Interesting.
But it's something I noticed, I thought, oh.
It might be, it's maybe because this has some thickness to it, because if you had a hinge right on that, it would be, close it properly.
Not getting in, because of the wall. Huh?
That might be.
Okay.
Because a lot of it comes out past the door down.
Yes.
And maybe one of the architects could take a look at this for me.
Okay.
My theory is that because the outside wall of the stucco or whatever sticks out past the door down.
That too. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right.
Okay.
I'm just guessing.
Thank you for solving that problem.
No, I wouldn't imagine.
And this lanai, was enclosed and covered in 1952.
So it would have originally been open.
I think the ceiling was done to it that time.
Correct.
Yeah.
And this wall is this was almost.
No, I think the wall was here.
Okay.
And it was enclosed.
The wall is on the roof, but
no roof.
No
roof. It was open one on.
For the wall.
I think so. Yes? No?
With that wall there?
Yeah.
I think the outside, the original outside was just right there and then here.
Mm-hmm.
That was added.
So it's like the whole kitchen patio kind of space.
So the flooring looks authentically old. The stained concrete.
Yes. And then when they did this, then they added the patio.
So this must have been the outside patio.
I think so.
It seems like it's contemporary with the rest of the house.
Mm-hmm.
The travel wall.
This is thick.
Do you remember, Drew? Was these walls here? They were. They just put the windows in.
At the time when Jimmy Sakamoto did it, during the war, I thought it was, around that time period.
Yeah, it
so it was all one. As long as I've been alive, it's always been like that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so you don't know if it was a half wall and no windows. No screens.
I can grab pictures.
Could there have been a different roof on this?
Huh?
But I thought this feels like it was outdoors. I mean, indoors, obviously.
Okay. Yeah, no, definitely she knows it was added. And the guy who did it was a friend of the father, her grandfather.
Okay.
And he said during the war, the grandfather, the carpenter was Japanese, and people wouldn't sell lumber to Japanese during the war, and so he bought the lumber for the man. So he had a good friendship, so he said, I'll put it on.
Okay.
It's different out here.
No, I was just looking at
the hint of an angle in there. You see? Above that window. And it's that hint of the change in the wall. You see what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Maybe down below, you can see it from here.
Yeah. Okay.
Feels like a restaurant. Feels like a restaurant space.
It does. It's a great lot to have. Look at that room.
Yeah. Lots of spaces.
There's a little living space down below in the basement. Yeah, they have it open.
That's servants?
Yeah.
Exactly. The place is not here.
Oops.
There
we go.
Watch your head.
Yeah. Inside, too. Must be this short to work here?
Yes.
The house having a
servant's
apartment.
Oh, wow.
All the ones from this country, many of them.
That's a good spot here.
Oh, my goodness.
Was this
more and more.
A converted space, or was this?
I think. Watch your head. Okay.
I'm okay. But yeah, we have a space, like, it's smaller, but
I think this part is here.
Definitely
a servant's room. I think. It was unapproved, and they took that out later. Yeah. Watch your head, though.
Yeah, I just looked over here.
Okay, it continues out, has the Kanak roof still.
Mm-hmm.
And
very made people smaller back then.
Rudimentary kitchen.
Your servant was probably a 15-year-old Filipino girl, right? So
exactly.
She didn't need a lot of headspace. No. We have the same. We have a low-ceilinged, tiny space under our house in 1938. Mm-hmm. It's the same.
And still has the original sliding windows here, too.
They didn't use it, but it was a service room for a Filipino.
Yes.
Just had a hose in it, basically. There's no shower, just a toilet and a hose. So horrible.
This is probably the best of your question that you're asking.
Okay.
This is my mom, and that's how it looked. So my mom was probably 12 or 13 in that picture, I think. And you're welcome. Too.
That was taken in the 50s?
Yes. My grandmother, my mom graduated in 1958. Wow. So that kind of gives you, so you're welcome to look.
Oh, thank you.
What a treasure that you have
these.
This
is fantastic. Yeah. So, yeah, very similar.
Yeah.
Don and I are getting old enough. What's the big deal? Just tell that to you, right?
Yeah. Kitchen.
My mom wore that stuff. And then the little scalloped edges.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There you go. So there's the post at a corner somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Front
now
looks the
look
same.
Look there, sharp eye. You can see
that's all exactly the same. Yeah.
It's extending, yeah.
Yep, it totally is the same.
You can tell you're better than I.
It is a weird thing to have. I guess it's like a pergola?
Yeah. Oh, maybe.
The pergola's had that,
yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah.
And like that.
Yeah, so it's on the front.
That looks
there's
like the back.
The,
that the back?
Oh, that's the, those are those windows, so that's the front. Mm-hmm. It's the garage cover. Oh, this one.
What a great photo, this one.
Yeah.
Just like as a photo.
Yeah, just the composition. And
yeah.
The
like panels.
Mm-hmm.
And there are ones that those little family photos where you're like, what was happening here? Where were we going to when we got our picture taken?
Nutcracker.
Probably.
Thank you.
Yes, there you go. There's the window. There are the windows.
There's the dog.
Yeah,
beautiful dog.
Oh. I'm not going to get to see any pre-19. What did you say? Was that in the war or in the 50s?
52 it was added.
I was up the Japanese guy couldn't buy them.
Yeah. But he did it after the war. This
was. If they wanted to do it during the war, but they.
No, that's when they made a friendship.
I don't want to touch it. Yeah, yeah. Give it all over. Yeah.
No, no.
So
they stayed friends for
2 weeks. Well, right in. Too. I like the barrel vaulting in the hall,
mm-hmm.
in the foyer.
And the door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The birds going across.
I love the exhaust.
They just don't make them like this anymore.
That is true.
That's my dad when I said that's true. It's a good thing, too.
This is the shot right here.
Yeah.
We kind of got a photo.
Yeah. Mr. Cook can act watch TV here.
Mm-hmm.
This
one's bed over there.
Her noise. That's just.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for letting us.
My pleasure. I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Very much.
And thank you very much for coming.
I got shoes that are good for neither of those things.
Those cross pieces on the door on both sides.
They slip off a little.
They put them on both sides. I think that's kind of interesting.
All right,
are now at the Allen W.T. Bottomley Residence, 540 Ferdinand Avenue.
And as well as that, when Hackville got converted to AmFac, they made him the first president of AmFac as well. So fairly known person in the financial world in Honolulu. Right after he became president of AmFac as well as Bishop Bank, he built this house in 1921. CW Winstead is an architect, a builder. He was a fairly prominent builder in town. He did some of the houses as well. His own house was down on the park in the back of the style house that the county has done. That's on the record.
I'm assuming this is part of the property at one point.
It was at one point, yeah.
Winslow House has that symmetry.
Yeah.
And I was on the side to deliver my chairs and
stuff. Oh, no, why not?
Sorry about that.
Yeah. Okay, this is
thank
the
you
review
for oh, thank
staff.
You.
This is Evan.
I'm Evan.
Hi.
Oh, nice to meet you. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Hi. Hello. So I was trying to clean, so I'm sweaty.
Sorry, we didn't get here earlier for you.
It's okay.
Head on.
I let Don be the boss. He's king over
he's our guy.
I'm just trying to clean.
Oh, my gosh. It's so beautiful. Oh, yes, that's wow. It's a beautiful house. Still got the Christmas tree.
Yeah, actually, we moved in the corner.
Yeah.
It was in the middle, but...
Makes it easier when you got to put it back up.
So you have a foyer where you first come in. So this is Ohia Florist throughout the first floor. We can go to the left.
We'll
go to the left.
We'll follow you.
Okay.
Walk this way.
Yeah. And then they have a small antechamber here, which leads into two living rooms. And then you have, I'm calling it music rooms, it has a piano in it.
Yeah, a parlor of some sort.
Yeah. Which has built-in cabinets in it. And you can't see behind, but the windows are all original. Wyatt windows, and big middle and two side.
This has big hinges, too. Hmm? It does the same thing.
Oh, yes. Wow, I didn't even notice that. Huh.
Statement well. Hinges.
The jury.
For finding that, I want to have a little prairie added to the.
these doors are bifold.
Close
off this room.
It's beautiful.
So here you can see why, right? Because as they're closed, it had to have clearance.
Is it the double mold door on there?
Mm-hmm. Well, and the molding on the other side. Yeah, true.
And here, the one living room. Fireplace, original sconces on the wall. These are all white windows also. And this door leads out to the back of the line.
Front and
eye.
Or the front line.
I said it faces this way and called this the front since we walk in. And I thought it is probably because just the foyer here.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I suppose.
Okay. I suppose. I guess you could come in here and make this the entryway too. I don't know. But
okay.
And this way is what I'm calling a second living room. Okay.
Pocket doors here?
Yes.
No one telephone pulled up. I don't want
to. Yeah, it's good work. Yeah, I'm just sitting on that.
Yeah. Right.
Consider the lower house to not put all their assing in front of them.
That needs to have more of that thing on it, right? Or just paint it green.
Yeah. Paint it like.
Green really works. Dark green and everything.
It's an environmental color of light.
Well, my mom just passed.
I'm sorry. I'm
so she was inside this side. Oh. Yeah, so now, yeah. But we have six.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But two in college.
Oh.
Yeah.
Still.
Well, one just graduated college. Yeah.
Sorry.
Evan, can we open?
Thanks. Yeah. Here. And we can open the window.
And the door opens up onto a patio, which was used as a front arena, has a moat gate entry.
This has the stylized awning.
Yeah.
Was it roofed or screened?
This has the stylized awning as well.
Evan, what was on top?
My grandfather put like shade cloth, grow like orchids.
Okay.
And there used to be a big tree, probably a lychee tree. Mm-hmm. We cut it because it was causing problems.
This looks like a repaired one. The other one still has plank on the underside. This one has a plywood.
It's got probably was lattice originally.
I'm talking about the stylized awning.
The awning.
This is plywood too.
I love all the furniture.
It's got a metal.
It's
going to basement too.
Yeah, yeah. It's so kind of like dirty.
Well, if they don't,
we can go.
We'll see if they want.
We have to move over to for that to do the ground permit.
Oh, okay. We have a butler pantry here.
Mm-hmm.
We'll look at that first. And then servant stairs going up.
Glass.
The stairs, if we want to go down to a small basement.
Mm-hmm. The cellar.
Is there a servant's dwelling here too?
I don't think so.
I think the stairs probably go up to upstairs.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the stairs go upstairs.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, it's
good. I believe you.
You guys
not
there?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
I'm not
in any place.
Basement's
a
little cool stuff.
That's true.
Yeah, so it's just like a little basement space.
It has screen ventilators.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right there.
Straightforward.
Just took me back to stepping into the Hawaii over the Hawaiian studies, and I thought I could just step into it and it's sharp on the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
I fell over.
The little screen vents.
Just what I thought. Mm-hmm.
Are you sad you came down the stairs?
No. Confirm that it's like what I thought. It's only partial basement, huh?
Yes, yeah, this is it, very small.
But the kitchen's on this side,
yes.
Which would again make you think it's the back of the house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just the.
Oh, okay.
Just to
that's
be annoying.
True.
Just to be annoying.
Just to be annoying.
But the dining room.
It's all because you won't give me prairie.
but you're right. I mean, this would have faced the street.
Right.
And
when people came for a party, they probably came up the front steps. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're now subdivided away.
Should lead the way. All right.
We see how there's.
Yeah.
See,
on to the kitchen.
These are going to tell you. We have to get the inspectors out to check on that. Just kidding. I hope you know. Otherwise, do not.
We do all that.
Getting the exercise today.
Right.
Here's the kitchen.
Friend gave us the tea set and the cups. And now it's for one of my daughters. Even when we got it, it was like a couple thousand.
But it has Kleenex ceiling, so it's fairly elderly.
He's out to another patio.
Utility spaces and all these little things.
All right. Where are you next?
Where should we?
I'll have to backtrack to go.
We're trying to take nothing if we don't have to.
Yeah, they're great.
Well, we're Chinese, we don't change anything if we don't have to.
Well, Evan pointed out the original stove is out here on the one.
Yeah, I saw that. Just didn't want to throw it away.
Yeah, I just condensed books.
I remember those on the top shelf.
So many books in one book.
My wife, if you don't see, my wife found these two in there.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Wow. Assuming it was done right after the war, or was it during the war?
I don't know.
What's the date?
Is there a date?
Book two.
New pictures, new text.
It looks like it was during the war. I mean, like the back. I mean, I feel like this is like an update in progress.
Looks like we've already had battle in the Philippines, so that would be 44.
Well, so it would be 44 is when they retook Guam. Right, so we're not here yet, though.
Second is 44 years.
Yeah.
All
right.
Straight up?
Yes.
Is that door open?
It's open.
Oh, okay, I couldn't do
it. Oh, that's fast.
And the property runs up all the way to the wall in the back, and it's back to the other street.
So
it runs up to the next street.
Very influenced house.
The lot goes all the way up to the wall back there. And then actually that wall, the retaining wall for the street above.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's really possible.
I find it interesting that they have these casement windows, and we'll see them inside. But they allow for cross ventilation through the whole house. I've seen here, you can see.
Yeah. I mean, not quite like this, but yeah, that was quite good. Yeah.
The casements line up with these screen windows here, which go into a closet.
And out.
The ventilation. So nicely done.
And which way do you like to go, right or left? It doesn't matter.
Your choice. Hologram.
That's the service stairs.
This has the famous one panel doors. Single panel doors.
Yes.
Very 70s.
And bathroom here, each. This is a strange way you have to do
this. This thing worked really well.
We had to have that. Mm. My dad could not walk in. And then when my mom got sick, then we used it.
Mm.
Yeah. Super good.
Yeah.
Worth every penny.
Very cool.
Yeah. You're taking care of your parents?
They both passed, but my dad passed when he was 101.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but we ended up just having full-time caregivers. Just,
So hard.
And we had it where he lived, that elevator, so we didn't have to worry about that.
Oh, he had a regular elevator?
Yeah, there was an apartment that he lived in, so he didn't have to.
Oh, lucky.
But then my husband's family, his parents started getting close to their 90s, and they might end up living with us. We have a two-story.
How does your stairs go?
Yeah, it's two levels.
That's not, like over here would have been hard because you'd have to run it and then you have to kind of make it over here. Now, for them to do that whole curvy thing, I don't think it was possible on ours.
Yeah, we might have to do something to our house internally to make a stairway. But still.
You could do like one where it goes up to here and then you got to move them to the other and then it goes to there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was, I mean, otherwise, what would we do? They'd have to go to a home or something. And they weren't going to home.
They want to be where family is. Same as my dad.
Because at that point we were living over there, and so we could come by, and then the caregiver too, and then that way they can be around people all the time. It's lonely otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's the thing that's the worst.
Yes.
It's lonely.
Absolutely. That's what my dad said. He did not want to go because he would be lonely.
Lonely.
Yeah.
You look at the home, like all annoying, they sit there and they give them like fake babies and they sit there like this. And it's like.
It's kind of sad.
It's super sad.
Yeah.
Like, it looked like a movie. Yeah, because my in laws are there now. And it's like my mother in law's in memory care. You look at the phone.
You have to be there.
You have to because some of the nurses too were like kind of pacific.
They had them in everyone. And easy to do that to an old person, especially memory issue, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you gotta keep an eye.
The summer issue.
They had to replace one, but it was not.
Rejuvenation has
supposed to be the best.
Supposed to be, but I think when there's no recourse to them, they don't know what they want. Come on, I think constantly has to come.
Speak through.
Back this way.
We can go to down to the right if you like. Down into the right.
It's nice that you got that crossroads.
Today's especially windy. Or something. Yeah. Taking care of the parents is the hardest job. Mm-hmm. That's the hardest job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But this was really helpful. Really helpful. The only thing is they had to make it up the few stairs, but we put the railings up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I see all the signs, in the basement, and all the paraphernalia.
That's when we give a lot of it away.
And then the massage chair. I mean, we have one in our house.
For outside? What?
We have a similar one.
They wanted to throw away, but like, oh, it works. I mean,
yeah.
A lot of stuff fell off the side, but I mean, it works. I had so much chairs and stuff that I didn't go in.
Yeah, we still have a lot to
give away.
The wheelchairs are fine in here, though, besides the second story.
Yeah.
It's pretty big. All the entry door entries.
Yeah, I mean, you can still move them around and stuff like that.
Yeah.
There's no iron, so it doesn't really matter.
I do.
We have an ironing divide in our household.
Okay. Thank you, Evan.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks.
Yes, thank
What's
you.
What's Parker's last name again? I remembered it first.
Moore,
that's right.
Mm-hmm. So did you guys notice anything here that's unique that would be helpful to me as I'm trying to explain things to people, ever?
Oh, he wrote it all up. He was reading it. Read the whole thing. He has all
well, I had read his one, but I was curious because you guys inspected
it. Oh, you mean something different.
You know?
Well, he mentioned that.
The ventilation of the casements is unusual. Probably local climate adaptation for a house that's more a neoclassical style, right? They normally wouldn't have that in a different climate.
Neoclassical with prairie.
Is it prairie? I don't know.
What does that mean, prairie?
It was a style of architecture of the early 20th century that got really popular. In the area around Chicago, and that's where Frank Lloyd Wright began his career. It usually had a really strong overhang, usually had a hip roof, symmetry, some classicism before he got into his full-on prairie stuff. Does that explain it?
Yes.
I've been kidding him about it, but he didn't think it was. But definitely the interior detailing is neoclassical, that's for sure.
This is pretty historic.
This hospital.
Yeah, it is. It's very much.
It's impressive.
For the ones that seem to be a small, like the same
transition? Not quite often, no.
Yeah, it has
they
a lot
maintained it pretty well.
Yeah, high integrity in this house.
Yeah.
Yeah,
very high. Okay, my mom. Make sure things. You should do it.
Articulated on the average or by average anymore.
With dental.
in here I could afford to live, right there.
On the upstairs, right?
No, in the treehouse.
Yeah. Do you want to see inside?
The stone ones,
yes.
Let me check, is this a lantern?
No, it's empty.
Oh,
it
does go over.
Yeah, I was wondering if it was a fernery of the joint.
Something cute.
I think this would probably be.
But even
they built another one later. I thought it was just so bad. Because you can see over here.
I was curious if there was any older pictures of ferns.
More like a.
It'd be more like a
greenhouse.
Like a, well, a greenhouse with more glass. Maybe a garden shed.
Yeah.
Maybe the door like this.
Yeah, storehouse.
This is all probably lap or something.
Big concrete.
Yeah, it is. It's substantial. Change, but I think there's enough there to say it's a fernery.
Sure.
We don't, but that's an idea. I didn't look at the file.
Okay. Yeah, because I would guess it isn't a fernery specifically, but some other type of garden utility.
Oh, okay.
Just based on the solidity of the ferneries or.
Yeah, that's too much.
Oh, this gets a good, an awning or old rocky trails?
Yeah, so there was a different kind of roof on it at some point.
Yeah. And this was an added concrete roof.
Yeah. Well, I didn't think about looking at the fire map.
Yeah, fire map would be a good place to start.
27 will have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I have it on my computer.
Behind you, No, my grandfather was a pharmacist.
Could have been a building.
So he would make all his, like, because he had that back then, he made all store, everything was stored. Chinese, everything was storage.
Yeah.
The property was real big, so we sold off all the other parts and kept this part. But I think my grandfather was the third owner, right? There was two owners. E.E. Black was before him, and then was the bottom was before E.E. Black. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, we are on the way to the Gordon L. Rose Pickering residence at 1930 Level Heights Drive. Pickering residence, 1930 Level Heights Drive.
Anyway, this is the Pickering house, and the son still owns the house. Gordon Pickering was a chemist that worked for pineapple industry, and he's also very big in the Methodist Church. Alfred Price designed the house, and I'm sure that Price got the Methodist Church commission because of him, or else maybe got the commission because of Price's Methodist Church. So Pickering was very big in the Methodist Church. The house is built in two stages, in 1952, then again in 1958. The wing we're looking at now comes in 1958, as will also the living room wing you'll see in a minute.
So, both by Price.
Both by Price.
Approach to Clark's too. And his has this kind of, I think he may actually have a, I'm not sure. Like here. He's the same guy that greeted me the first day we moved in with film park across on the public street. That's right. That was my first taste of the world, huh?
Hi.
Great, yeah. This is the review board and staff.
Hi.
Thank you
for stopping
by. Okay.
Yes. You look familiar.
Yes, we just saw each other last
week.
Hi.
I love that Hawaiian too.
I like this cabinet. This is this way.
So
this is the bath on
week?
The other side.
Cool. That was a big commitment.
It was. Yeah,
she's my
mine's a
40.
So then, big stacks of boxes. We're trying to clear out storage.
Living room. This is added in 58. The house ended.
Yes.
Yeah,
for an earlier
this
thing.
Price, is this part
yeah,
too?
Yes.
This is nice.
So you can see the living room, fireplace. You have your view over here.
Oh, nice.
Don, the particle board roofing, is it?
It's original.
And then the seating, nicely canted, and storage underneath.
No, I didn't.
Built in shelving.
I have a nice little bit of lawn back there too.
Yeah.
Nobody's back, you know, we're not going to live here.
No,
The guy across the street, the typical price, the color here, texture. I'll turn the lights on. You have your indirect lighting overhead here.
That's very cool.
Built-in table, cantilever.
It's got to be a little bit of a classic press, the original stove.
Yes.
Oh, no.
That's special.
Huh?
No, it's not the original stove. Oh, it looks like one. It looks old, yes, but it's not that not 70 years old.
I just told your husband that I was in the retreat.
Oh, yes, okay.
Ceiling.
The slider is not thinking it would be 40% Hawaiian stuff and 60% kind of new age.
New sliders. Just not
that changed that.
Yes, yes.
And then all over here.
95%. Yeah, did you fill out your questionnaire?
No, I actually missed the last 2 days because I got sick, so I didn't actually finish it.
I didn't mind. So I don't know who it was because I said, so what was the most exciting moment? I said, when I fell down in the cow and Molly.
Oh.
I don't know if you were in that group at the time.
Yeah. No, I didn't see you fall.
Do you guys get much moisture?
I stepped in there a while. It was sharp on the bottom. I didn't realize it. I stepped down and was like, oh, and didn't go in a lot of places on the grass, but everybody was very solicitous.
I don't even remember
Nick particularly.
Much of anything when I was a kid, even.
Yeah. Yeah, nice. Yeah, like classic press details and stuff.
You go. Oh, and another interesting thing.
What are we looking for?
Vacuum.
Oh, the built-in vacuum.
Yeah.
The one of the holes is over here.
Here it is.
So you just attach the hose to this and flip a switch, and then the canister is down in the garage.
So this is scored wood, right?
Yeah. Wiltex. Yeah, cold wood.
Really nice, yeah. The Christopher Duke and her husband, Matt Jacobson, when they did their house.
Oh, yeah.
Diamond head, has this
remanufactured.
Yeah. We've seen this stuff at other price times.
Yeah. A lot of times ceilings and stuff.
It's very nice. You don't see the scene. Yeah, they're really excited to see the scene.
Well, we do have the railway up on the west
wall.
Yeah,
where
they make
one
of those surveyed
there.
Yeah. Just the
only
one.
Is it
still
made?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You can
see it.
Very familiar.
No stops.
They still use that railway like once a month, right?
Yeah. Well, it's every weekend. Yeah. They run the little train on part of it. It's not the whole way up.
I thought that was only once a month or something. They've used that
before. Two marks dropped in.
So you put in this?
Yeah, my folks put this in the regular place.
Time appropriate, actually, with the pleasant surprises he might use.
Again, paint is ceiling. On the.
And what year was this again?
It's 52.
Double check.
Yes.
Then the living room is 58.
Okay. And then the bathroom is interesting, yeah, if you want to go that way. It's actually L-shaped.
Yeah.
You used to get a little carried away on that material. It's nice for accent.
This would have been the children's bedroom. Now it's a den. Mm-hmm. Before the addition.
Was it added?
No, this part was original. This would have been the children's room. And then from beyond is.
So let's get loud with the construction.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they've been doing every kind of work over there, to jackhammering and roofing and a whole bit.
They would have been better off just tearing the thing down.
Yeah, they're built in iron.
Put the roof off, they've taken out sides of the.
The last
house of the.
But then, you know, sometimes you find all these problems.
I'm not sure how they do this.
We can go in the bedroom.
Sure.
It's not okay to open the bedroom.
Yes.
Yeah. One room is nice and orderly, and the other room.
Yes, they put a lot of energy.
We've all got that one room.
They had a choice of which bedroom they got. He won. They promised him his bedroom would have a balcony. Then they didn't do it. So he got the smaller bedroom, and the daughter got the bigger bedroom.
Make promises to kids. Well, they're supposed to make you feel uncomfortable.
People crying.
Really? Oh,
awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I understand.
I'm not a licensed therapist.
Yes, you don't want to go in there.
It's not as terrible.
Oh, we all have houses. That's where the skeletons are.
So, Steve, that's a bit of a cheat for your pull-ups there. You can just stay on the ground with that.
I don't think that thing works anymore. I'm afraid to try it.
I wouldn't trust it either. It's a very spacious house. Surprising how much.
Pocket doors, and like, there's a lot of space saving. Uh-huh.
It looks like a lake house to me. Like, I feel like this should be by a lake. Mm-hmm. Just all the wood paneling and everything.
I think
laundry.
Laundry. But does it go down?
Yes, it does.
Oh, okay, it does go down.
And there's also a rubbish chute.
Oh, they have a rubbish chute.
Yeah. Oh, okay, thank you. I can remember you're a very well-known person.
Oh, really? That's good or bad?
I've been to many of your presentations.
Okay.
When you've given talks for the Friends of Iolani Palace. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Moving out to the backyard from the top of the backyard, you can see Oahu Country Club perfectly. You see the whole golf course.
We can go around, maybe.
Yeah,
put our shoes on.
I would recommend if you walk out on the grass, put your shoes on. Okay. There's bunches of.
We'll do that last.
Sharp things out there.
You might want to get your shoes and just go out there because the view is fantastic.
Okay.
You could get really windblown.
I don't mind standing on the patio.
Yeah, either way. Yeah,
I don't need to go on the ground.
And once we hit the first one,
one. The last two are the same.
Oh, okay. So,
nice. Is Dylan, did he write the reviews for those two? Did he get everyone today?
Yeah, he wrote the reviews.
All of them? Gotcha. I figured he did, but I knew there was like one or two.
Yeah. But there's two others, but one's on Maui and one's on.
Oh,
and
yeah. That won't work. Yeah, makes sense.
He thinks he has a scrap. He's pretty sure it's concrete. It's not a block.
Oh, yeah.
Concrete board.
Concrete board.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a tiny grid looking situation. Oh,
is that just plywood? Don, is that just plywood on there?
No, it's concrete.
It's concrete.
But it's a really
okay.
Okay.
Check this out.
Reliha.
We're gonna go down the Reliha please. Jug, yeah? Yeah. And then the driveway's off Jug. The driveway's long enough we can pull the
okay, open the driveway. Yeah. I'll follow you again though.
Okay.
Play it safe. Henrietta Mann residence at 2102 Liliha Street.
It has a four-year approval. So this is the James and Henrietta Mann house. It was built in 1925. And I don't have an architect on it. I'm suspecting maybe Mr. Mann did it himself. He was a licensed engineer. Had degree in civil engineering, hydraulic engineering, and transportation engineering. He built the first concrete road on the island of Hawaii. And he came over after working for Public Works. He worked as a surveyor for Michigan State for several years. And then he went into business on his own. He worked for a little while with Wright Hardy. In addition to running his survey business, he also, what was it? Just don't want to get it wrong, Hawaii Blueprint. He's started that and ran it. His wife, Henrietta, was half Hawaiian. She graduated from the normal school and then went to Columbia, graduated from Columbia and came back and was a teacher. And then she was actually superintendent of schools from 1929 to 1933. They lived in the house until the 50s, until 1952. After they sold the house, someone else lived here, and then St. Francis Hospital bought it in 1988 and used it as a retirement home for nuns. And then, Nicholas?
Yeah, hey.
Okay,
hello.
He just bought the house. And so he's been working on it. The house was all vinyl sided, so it looks very good. He's taken all the vinyl siding off the home,
Yeah.
So we just started to repaint that.
Good. Yeah, so we found out there was some lead, so we had some encapsulation work done to get the lead cleaned up, and some soil, we had that removed as well. We're in the process of putting more soil down now, and then we're painting it so we can see the colors. They just started up here, but this is all primer right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was kind of a, we're waiting to see what was under the vinyl siding, and the original siding is intact. So we're doing a little bit of repairs here and there with it on the original siding, and then some new boards across the top here. Yeah, come on in, or you feel free to have.
How much more work are you considering doing?
I mean, we're this is our biggest priority was the siding right now, and then the paint and the lead abatement or the lead encapsulation.
When do you think you can be done with this?
Soon, pretty soon. Yeah, I think they're, you know, like they're getting the paint going now. So.
Oh, the reason why I asked is because although there's no. Program now,
yeah.
But we're trying to reenact the state preservation tax credit.
Oh, nice!
Which sunned out last year.
Oh, wow!
But they didn't extend it. But we're trying to do that next year.
Oh, that'd be nice. Yeah.
Yeah. So
there's other things we'd definitely be willing to look at that.
Yeah. So it's normally like a big project that's a percentage of the value of the house.
Okay.
But there's something substantial.
Yeah.
Like if you think of like major re-roofing. Like
yeah. That would be great.
Yeah. But if you're interested in doing something like that,
definitely.
If the program is still, you know, when it comes into effect, you can contact Don.
Okay.
You can reach out to me.
Okay, I didn't catch your name.
Oh, Mary.
Mary Nicholas. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, good to meet you.
Yeah.
And sun porch here. But these still have the original sliders and original ceiling walls. And see out here, St. Francis built a little grotto.
Oh, that's great.
So,
that
that
prayers
to go along with having a house.
What's that?
Grotto for all the prayers.
Yeah, right.
Old floors. This also has a butler pantry in it.
That's the
The windows, unfortunately, are new. They were done during St. Francis time. But that's something for future expenditure.
That actually goes to the staircase, the door.
Oh.
If you open the door when we go around, I don't know if it was like an access for putting food or certain things through, but
I thought it sort of access underneath the house.
It goes right to the, we'll go around and I'll show you the, which I can't figure out what it was there for, but maybe just like putting stuff in and out or, you know, then they have this little staircase here too, which is,
This has a nice handle on it, too, behind.
Yeah.
Scissors.
This is the other side.
You see that?
Oh, wow, how cute is that?
I guess you'll never lose them. Maybe it's like a symbol of
the kids have.
Maybe it's like to cut off spirits from entering your house or something. I don't know. I can see that being a thing.
Yeah.
it's a shortcut.
Yeah.
Shortcut to the steps.
And this has the originals. That's great.
So you have ventilation as well as solid door.
And then bathroom.
Where's the crawl space come out?
Right there.
Oh, okay.
Yes, the view.
Okay.
Open that door and see right through.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Oh, I see the room.
Storage. Yeah, room.
Access to the plumbing, maybe.
And Bill, did you see this too?
No.
The other door leads into a little room, which leads into the bathroom.
Yeah, I don't know. That must be storage too, or something.
Yeah,
it's such a small.
Was it telephone hall?
Maybe you had your telephone in here. I don't know.
Sure, yeah.
But then this moves into the
Sort of close space.
Bob is lost in the storage area.
Yeah, nice to meet you off of email.
I suspect this was a sewing room or something like that.
Sometimes they would call us like a trunk room.
Yeah, could be that too.
Could have been a small bedroom.
I think the one that hospital had.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
still separate from the old days. Really nice.
I think the staircase is great.
I know, it's so solid too.
Upstairs has all original windows still, as well as the original doors.
Nice.
And original woodwork, obviously.
Yeah. Really nice woodwork.
And I like the layout. Essentially, you have a U-shaped hall.
Mm-hmm.
Really helps, I think, the ventilation, airflow. This is another one I can't figure out. Why is it extended the handles?
Mm.
But all the screen doors have extended handles.
Is it the door frame being wide? The door down is really wide. So like, I'm going to reach it, not like.
When we did some of this, we did some plumbing repair in here and. The frame is all redwood.
Oh, wow.
So that was termite resistant wood, right?
Yeah.
So, what's the date of the building again?
1925. Yes.
And I like the obscure glass in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's better.
It's an interesting curly Q pattern.
It's
different than what you usually see the starburst.
Yeah. They have one called Cat Butt. You ever heard of that one? It literally looks like a cat.
Oh,
my professor
no.
pointed
like,
it out.
Think so.
Yeah, they have it at the Biltmore, and I saw it, and I was taking a picture, and my professor told me that's what it was called. Like, it's not the professional term.
I think this
yeah.
is a result.
The term of
yeah.
art.
Yeah. 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 I thought it was pretty funny.
Yes. Thanks.
No.
This is very cool.
And here there's a small bit.
Yeah, it's again.
What's going on today? But.
I know. I was complaining about driving around 10 houses, but this is fun. It would be better than sitting in the office for a day.
It is, isn't it? Mm-hmm. This is an airflow which opened it up. It seems like a really nice
Two big bedrooms.
No, this is four bedrooms and two little ones.
Two little ones and two big ones.
Four.
Four big beds.
Two, three,
okay,
four.
All right.
Oh, maybe you don't count this as a
big. Yeah, I think that is a room, I guess, but yeah.
Four corners. Well, actually, the back corner is
six better.
Yeah. And plus your study downstairs.
They said seven or eight.
Yeah, something like that in a real estate.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I thought, whoa.
Yeah. It's got a closet. It counts as a bedroom.
This has all original wooden stuff.
Don, was this a garage?
I don't know. I think the convent was using it for more rooms.
I know, but originally.
I don't know if it was a garage or what.
You got these big headers.
Oh, okay.
You guys can leave your shoes on when you walk with me.
Oh, yeah, it's okay if you keep your shoes on in there. Yeah. I took mine off the
house. You're gonna go. It's strangely laid out, so it could very well have been.
We have six kids, but we only have two that are here now. We have two in college. One of our daughters and then a cousin are going to be living in here because they're going to U of H. but I haven't moved in yet.
Well, you got the right house for all those.
Yeah, for all of you. Yeah.
I bet this was a garage.
You think so, the whole thing?
Yeah, you see a header across the
top. Yeah, there. But when you're in it, it's so deep, though.
This is part of parts of it could have been pumped out, reconfigured.
And if it had the laundry and part of it.
Oh, okay. That could be. But the laundry's in that corner.
Utility room.
Yeah, but the laundry's out here.
The workshop maybe.
Yeah,
yeah.
Could have been a workshop. You get all the way to the top?
Oh, wow.
Good job.
You're climbing.
I have one of those at home. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks. And there was still some
like,
tube. What's that electrical, early electric stuff? The tube. Knob, there was knob, some knob and tube in there we had to replace. And it was still working, but.
Yeah.
So much.
Yeah, thanks for coming out. And
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's working on its way.
Huh? Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, we're getting there.
So you brought it from the street?
Yeah.
We did.
Yeah.
Thanks for letting us look at your house.
Yeah. Yeah, it used to have, I forget what they called it. There's another name if you look up on Google Maps, the church is named for your house.
We are at the John Walker Building at 1164 Newton Walker Avenue.
Okay, we'll go the other way. So this is all original wall.
Someone's been trying to find the keys to the foreigner all day. They've been like making the thing go off all day.
Oh,
yeah. I keep hearing it.
Can you tell her name? Thank you and why? Thank you. Thank you. Like Daddy did. Turn the corner.
Yeah, these voices in like planning, and they don't want to have it gentrified. So you get the stairs to gentrify
it. It's required to be set back.
Chinatown never turns a corner because you have like 15 owners.
Like the staff, some people like that.
Well, it's like they can't make a decision to do anything because they have to, you know, get an agreement with 15 people at least.
Oh, I see. No, I mean 15 owners for all of it. Each place has 15
owners. Each parcel, yeah. All the
and then they used to have a lot of the social services down here too, which brought homeless people and stuff like that.
This is listing it on its own.
Yes.
It's not part of a district.
Because it's already in the district. Yeah. It's already listed on the National Register as part of the district. Yes.
So that's a contributing. Sorry, I was just going to ask if there's anything else we need to know about it for tomorrow.
Just it was taken off the Hawaii Register in 1988. Is that the year? Remember you were asking when the whole bunch of things were
A lot of, in looking in the past nominations, the things got delisted at different times.
Oh.
Yeah. So I don't
know. That was owner permission, right? Is that what?
Yeah, that was the main thing.
So Mr. Can you explain? I'm not sure that
For a nomination to really.
See, this was put on the Hawaiian National Register in 72.
Yeah,
National Register.
As a contributing building to the district.
Right. Okay. Right. Actually, back then, you didn't even have to identify contributing.
Yeah, I've seen some of the signs.
Right.
In 88, was it? I think they took it off. They took off a whole slew because there was no owner notification.
On the original one, there was no owner notification.
Yeah. And the National Register said, let somebody sue us. Nobody has. But in turn, though, be safe, the administrator for the state at that time thought it was better, we'll take them off. And if owners want to be put back on, they can.
But just off the state register then?
Yes.
So it's still a National Register district.
So that's why now we're individually putting it on the state register.
Were a lot of things put back on over time after that, or is it
mostly government buildings?
Did we do well fat?
Yeah. as an individual, because again, they were restoring that.
About the bank?
Yes, we put that on the registry also.
Mm-hmm. So, like, are owners of some of the more significant buildings being approached to suggest that they be put back on?
At the time, they weren't.
Right, but are they?
No, we had not done it.
At the time, we sent letters to all the owners, but we didn't follow up with the bump law. How would you like this?
Yeah. Is it the commercial real estate abatement for half the real estate costs still apply?
Mm-hmm. And plus, they in return, we get a preservation plan for the building. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Seems like a good idea. This just follows all the old Park Service guidance, not set visible from the street and everything. So you're treating this addition as compatible but not really the denomination?
I'm just saying it's here, but it doesn't detract from the character.
Right.
Yeah, I think that
you're not making it part of the denomination, per se.
Well, I have to describe it and mention it.
So you're not saying this also has historic significance?
No.
It's all enough, right?
No.
Not for the state
but register. But like you have to, you can't register half of the building.
Yeah.
So we register all the buildings.
Right.
And, but we point out this is a new addition, but although it's here, detract from the historic terms.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I think that's very fair to say that this is not unobtrusive.
Yes.
Harmonious. All those words there.
But where's your park?
So many good parks.
And where do you sleep? I guess you sleep on the couch, huh?
Maybe.
Well, now. Probably. It's long enough.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, off of it. That's pretty nice.
That is nice.
It's not in my car.
Cool. The parking would be it.
Yeah. Free on the street.
Yeah, you can share it with some of the other residents. Nice little modern aspect.
Mm-hmm.
If you never had a fresh mountain apple, now's your chance.
You need the whole thing. Goodbye. Thank you so much. Bye. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Aloha. Done. Thank you.
Yes.
Write another book.
I'm almost done with the album.
Okay. Now we're talking.
Head on down the street and jump down to the.
Something tells me these are low cal, low sugar too.
High fiber.
Someday they put you in charge of the whole office.
I'll be gone by then. So it's really fine, Arena. Okay, now we're at the Cosmopolitan Saloon on Hotel and Nu'uanu.
But they restored, when they did the rehab, they did the original demonstration just the way it was from old photographs. So they probably got convinced for the saloon until just after the turn of the century. Then for many years it was a shoe store.
And it's a shoe store again.
Yeah, is it? Oh, yeah. Old times. Oh, I guess so. Historic there.
Yeah.
Or something to Curtis or Dad.
Oh, Dad? Oh, that's that.
Nice to see you, Christine. So you travel all around the world.
Where I'm essentially telling you I'm using it.
Hogan kind of time. See it in Leslie now. This job.
Yes.
Hi.
Okay.
Mary.
Hi.
Okay, so this is the inside, and like most this Chinatown buildings, they've been totally repurposed and stuff. Some of the original walls remained, some had to be replaced. Like I said, a lot fell down. Mm. And still has the back windows.
Yeah.
And
this has an old brick wall on this side, my mom said, but they made her cover it up when she renovated the building because the buildings in those days were plastered. I mean, they were finished walls, so mm-hmm. they didn't want her to leave it brick.
Mm.
But you can see the back of it on that side. It's painted.
Mm-hmm.
But you can see it in the back. She said it's a really nice wall.
And so this is their office. I guess we can go out.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. There's two stores on Hotel Street.
Side alleyway at one?
I think so, but I was looking on all the fire maps, it's still under one roof. And then there's bathrooms here, and the men's room still has the original fire window steel. There are sets of three, and so the other two were in the office.
Oh, cool.
That's
neat.
And there's a little first room. And it says a little concrete floor.
Yes.
She did.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. My mom did.
Oh.
Yeah. Are you trying to do it again? Again? No, this is for the property tax credit.
Oh, okay.
Designation. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I asked if it were enough that it had been rehabilitated for the city to accept that. They said, no, it has to be on the register.
So then I don't think it's on the register. I thought when they rehabilitated, it went on the register, but apparently not.
It's a whole separate process. I'm just finding that out. I thought as long as it's on the
national. Yeah. It's different in Chinatown for some reason. They left all the buildings off the register, even though the district is registered.
Yeah.
You have to go individually.
We're going to go around, go in the store in the front.
Yeah.
Because you got some stuff blocked
off. Take a look? Okay.
Yep. And then
sure.
We're going to go down Armstrong.
Okay. I guess I'll start walking down so I can get. If you want to meet at the Armstrong building by the big gate on the River Street side, I can let you into that.
Okay. That sounds good. Yeah, this is not original. This is a paper, varnished paper or something.
Okay.
Put down. Yeah, she told me. I didn't know.
Concrete has a sort of a similar pattern.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it's got the same stuff on it. Just not doing it.
This looks like a plywood door.
Yeah, it looks like one. I don't know. Yeah, you step up.
That's where we're headed now.
We'll go in the front store first time.
Okay.
There's a little bit of grip on the wall. Two shops in the office, and two restaurants.
Thanks for a nice shot.
Yeah.
And like I said, it was one of the first, well, not one of the first, so,
Chinatown. Post fires?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Post fires.
Okay, this is the Armstrong building at the corner of King and River Street. And this is the last property that we'll be going to for our site visit today.
Yeah.
Site visits.